The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, April 12, 2023. Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez stressed that the banking use of the dollar will benefit the national economic activity and the population. Rodriguez pointed out on Twitter that the measure is motivated by the current conditions in the country, despite Washington's continuous measures that hinder Cuba's external financial flows and prevent foreign deposits of cash dollars. For his part, Cuban Minister of Economy and Planning Alejandro Gil explained that the decision supports the gradual recovery of the economy. He stressed that now it is possible to bank and put into freely convertible currency cards, which could be done with other currency and not with the U.S. dollar. The Central Bank of Cuba announced on Monday that it will once again accept cash deposits of U.S. dollars in bank accounts, thereby annulling the existing prohibition in this regard. The institution explained that the decision, with immediate application, responds to the current circumstances and priorities of the country's economic policy. In a scenario where tourism is revived and productive activity and services are gradually recovered, in this way, it will be possible to make deposits in U.S. dollars in financial and banking institutions, as well as receive them in cash through exchange operations. Meanwhile, foreign currency purchase and sale operations in the foreign exchange market will continue as they have been up to the present. Cuba has ratified its willingness to develop ties with Malta in order to commemorate the 46th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations, the island's foreign ministry reported on Twitter. Both nations signed on September 26, 2019, in New York City, a memorandum of understanding to strengthen ties and collaboration. Cuba thanks Malta for its support each year for the resolution of the United Nations General Assembly for the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean island. The blockade against Cuba is a violation of international law, affirmed in Montevideo the General Secretary of the Latin American Integration Association, ALADI, Uruguayan Sergio Abreu, on the eve of traveling to the Caribbean island, said. Abreu will sign in Havana the commitment letter by which the association will support the celebration in Havana of the Macro Business Round Expo ALADI 2023, scheduled between October 2 and 4 at the Convention Center of the Cuban capital. This is the main commercial promotion event carried out by ALADI. This ALADI forum, on its 10th occasion, will be the first in Cuba and the first face-to-face edition since its last holding in Colombia. Sergio Abreu remarked that ALADI's relationship with the largest of the Antilles is compatible with the principle that we defend of non-intervention that does not have interventionist attitudes or allow foreign powers to come and say what we have to do. He believes that the macro round in Havana will offer opportunities for buyers who will come from the continent and who already expressed interest, especially in countries like Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil. ALADI will financially support the business meeting and will promote the participation of buyers of Cuban products and services. Cuba celebrates this 12th of April, the Day of Protected Areas, with significant advances in the development and consolidation of instruments for the conservation of these spaces, which are home to a great biological diversity. Data from the Planning Department of the National Center for Protected Areas indicates that the island has 215 protected areas, such as the Alejandro de Humboldt National Park, which is also considered a World Natural Heritage Site. These areas, conceived with the purpose of favoring the conservation and sustainability use of biodiversity and forest heritage, they show a high representation of Cuban fauna and flora, reaching endemism levels of more than 95 and 85% respectively. Cuba has 6 biosphere reserves and will host an international training course to be held from April 15 to 19 at the Puerto Escondido camp in the western Cuban province of Mayabeque. A cultural menu is proposed by the Swedish Embassy in Havana as part of the Month of Europe in Cuba, which runs from April 9 to May 9. According to Tomas Wickland, in charge of that nation's diplomatic representation on the island, an exhibition inspired by Astrid Lindgren's speech on children's rights and fight against child violence entitled Never Violence stands out in the agenda. In line with this theme, there will also be the presentation of the exhibition Obra en Progreso by Rebecca Ertman, which will be presented by Teatro Museo El Arca, a group that will stage a puppet show together with Christian Medina and the Salamandra Group. Likewise, a joint book on European experiences in Cuba will see the light, which contains an article on the Swedish botanist Eric Ekman, who identified many of the plants in Cuba during the early years of the 20th century. As an opportunity to connect with Swedish culinary art, the tasting of a traditional dish stands out, meatballs with mashed potatoes and cranberry jam, which will be part of the menu of the Cada Miglis restaurant for a month. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, demanded from the Plurinational Legislative Assembly during an act in Tarija, greater speed in the approval of bills on investment in works for the people. The president gave a speech regarding the delivery of drinking water systems, which demand an investment of about $529,000 and were planned by the government as part of the policy of promoting universal access to the vital liquid and counteracting the effects of climate change. He indicated that, through the Ministry of Environment and Water, it was decided to invest resources to guarantee access to the liquid, for which the cooperation and understanding of the Plurinational Legislative Assembly is expected to approve these investment projects. According to the National Institute of Statistics, the 2023 general state budget allocates more than $4 billion in public investment, both in terms of infrastructure and production, which promote income and jobs. Meanwhile, the president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, began his official visit to China, which is expected to boost economic commercial ties and will also have on the agenda the debate on global issues such as the Russia-Ukraine conflict. As planned, the tour will start in the municipality of Chancay, where the president will participate in the appointment of Dilma Rousseff as the head of the new development bank established by members of the BRICS group to finance infrastructure projects. The meeting with Xi Jinping will take place on Friday, April 14th. Both presidents will analyze bilateral issues and a proposal by Lula so that the two countries jointly mediate in the search for an end to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The South American dignitary is accompanied by a large delegation of businessmen, since the program includes the signing of 20 agreements in different spheres. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.